Unit 4, page 82. Listening. A spoken autobiography. Ludwig van Beethoven.
Hello. My name is Ludwig van Beethoven. I was born in Bonn, Germany, in 1770. I listened to music and learned to love it from the day I was born. My first music teacher was my father. By 1778, when I was only 8, I could already play 3 musical instruments, the piano, the organ, and the viola. Later, in 1787, I went to Vienna to study music. Vienna was the place where all the great composers worked. In fact, I went to Vienna because I wanted to be Mozart's student. But then I had to go back home because my mother was dying. I was only 16 at the time. In 1792, I moved to Vienna. There, I studied music with Haydn, another famous composer. Unfortunately for me, Mozart died a year before I got there. Around 1796, I began to lose my hearing. At first, I heard ringing sounds in my ears. Later, these noises got worse, until I could hear nothing at all. I didn't want to stop composing music, but the task became very difficult for me. I could only hear the music in my mind's ear. I mean, in my imagination. Once, after a concert in which they played my music, I was standing with my back to the audience, and someone had to turn me around to show me how excited people were and how they were clapping. I was so sad that I could not hear them clap that I began to cry. By 1814, I was totally deaf. But I kept on playing and composing music. You see, music was my whole life. I suffered a lot of pain and disappointment because of my deafness. As a result, I became a very unpleasant person. I treated the people around me very badly.
In the end, after many years of suffering, Beethoven died at the age of 57. People still admire his music. After all, he was and still is one of the greatest composers ever. In his lifetime, he wrote 9 symphonies and an endless number of musical pieces that people all over the world still enjoy. Beethoven made a tremendous contribution to classical music. We'll conclude this program with his 5th symphony.